With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Inflation continues to cool. It has fallen to a near five-year low. That's according to the government's newly released report on consumer prices, contributing to the decline, falling gas prices, and housing costs that are coming down. A second U.S. aircraft carrier is being sent to the Mideast as tensions with Iran run high.
The USS Gerald R. Ford has been ordered to sail from the Caribbean Sea to the Mideast. It's the world's largest aircraft carrier, and its deployment comes as President Trump considers whether to take possible military action against Iran. The Pentagon has been sending warships to the region as the White House increases pressure on Iran to make a deal over its nuclear program. Greg Clugston, Washington.
More than a person of interest, the masked and armed man captured on video on Nancy Guthrie's front porch is now considered a suspect in the 84-year-old woman's disappearance. Members of the public being urged to provide any tips that could prove useful in the ongoing investigation. A crew of four is on its way to the International Space Station.
3, 2, 1, ignition and liftoff. Go Falcon, go Dragon, and Godspeed, Crew 12.
The U.S., French, and Russian astronauts are replacing the astronauts who cut their mission short last month in NASA's first medical evacuation. The new crew's mission is expected to last 8 to 9 months. They should be arriving at the orbiting lab on Saturday. I'm Donna Water.
TSA employees will not get paid. FEMA will be affected as well when a partial government shutdown hits at midnight. Congress failing to agree on a funding package for the Department of Homeland Security. On Wall Street, the Dow futures up 45 points. NASDAQ futures 20 points higher. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham will be in South America this weekend.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to preach the gospel in Ushuaia, Argentina, on both Saturday and Sunday. Ushuaia is a small town at the very southern tip of Argentina, often used as a jumping-off point for trips to Antarctica. Graham will be accompanied by several contemporary Christian music groups, and local churches are organizing the event.
That's correspondent Michael Harrington. LGBT activists are complaining about commentators at the Winter Olympics misgendering a woman who is living as a man. Elise Lundholm of Sweden is a female skier who is living as a man. However, because she is competing in the women's division and not against the men, there is often confusion in the broadcast booth. Because Lundholm is a biological woman, there has been no controversy surrounding her participation in the Milan Cortina Games this week. This is SRN News. Apple's lockdown mode is under scrutiny after it blocked the feds from accessing a reporter's iPhone.
The FBI couldn't extract data from Washington Post reporter Hannah Nathanson's phone, which was in lockdown mode. This feature is designed for individuals at risk of sophisticated cyber attacks. It's available on newer Apple operating systems and limits app and website access to protect against spyware. Users must enable it on each device separately. Experts say passcodes are safer than biometrics, as law enforcement can compel biometric access. Keith Peters, Washington.
President Trump says he's built a campaign war chest exceeding $1.5 billion. That is unprecedented for a lame duck president. Mr. Trump claims to have raked in that amount of money just between Election Day 2024 and last August. Could play a big role in the upcoming midterm elections. More details, SRNNews.com.